Hello, I'm Thomas. I was raised in a Christian family and am the 10th of 11 children. Although I was raised in a Christian home, I never really thought about hell and always thought I was on my way to heaven. It was not really until 2016 that I realised that I'd never prayed to God to save me. On the 12th of the 6th, 2016, the day after my brother's Joseph's engagement party, I thought about the things that were said there. After the testimony of my brother's fiancée, Jessie, was shared, it made me think I wasn't saved. I went into Mum's room and she took me to Romans 10 to 13. We prayed, and from then on I knew I'd prayed, so I thought I was saved. However, I kept going with my sinful ways until recently when the webs came to Northside. I turned from my sin and asked Jesus Christ to save me. He came into my heart and showed me more clearly what salvation is. I thank God for what he's done in my life through the last weeks by giving me the assurance of salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
Hello, my name is Julia Oxbeer. I was raised in a Christian home with Bible-believing parents. When I was 7, my mother showed me how to get saved on a Sunday afternoon. I prayed to be saved but did not really know what it meant and still sinned greatly. On Sundays, I would make resolves to be good, to read my Bible every day. During the week, I would forget all about it unless I remembered it, and then it would be too much work to try to be good, so I soon forgot all about it until the next Sunday. The only times I really called on God was when I needed help. After a time, I grew bitter and angry. And rebellious against God. Most people did not know it, but secretly I was bitter. On the 4th of December 2016, the day after my brother Joseph's wedding, the church had a visiting preacher, Pastor Brad Williamson, from Sydney. I cannot remember what he preached on, but when he was praying after the sermon, he asked if anyone would like to pray for them. It's at this point I surrendered to God. I asked the Lord to save me from my sin and cleanse me. There was not a public invitation, so I did not go forward, but the Holy Spirit entered my heart at that time. I did not tell anyone about my salvation until I told my mother 3 days later. She was very happy and excited that I had made the step of salvation, and she gave me these verses from 1 John 5:10-13. He that believeth on the Son of God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. I am very thankful what the Lord has done for me. He has given me great joy that I am one of his children, and it is wonderful to have the blessing of answered prayer. Also, the recent Barry Webb meetings were a tremendous blessing to me. I am extremely thankful that I have godly parents that had been a big input in my spiritual life. I am also thankful to be in a Bible-believing church whose pastor preaches the truth. I have been growing a lot in the Lord since I have been at the Northside. God has given me a tremendous amount of blessing since I have been saved. I'd like to close with this verse from 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, my name is Mark Oxpier. I was raised in a Christian home where my parents taught me about the Lord. I knew about the Bible through Sunday school, church, my family, and my Christian schooling. Although I had this knowledge, I wasn't saved. In early 2015, over a period of a month or so, I remember praying for salvation several times, but because I didn't feel I was saved, I just kept praying for salvation. After this time, through reading God's word, I gained assurance of my salvation. I look back to this time in my life as when I was saved. I now realise that my salvation isn't based on my feelings, but is confirmed by the Holy Spirit's witness that I am a child of God and also the promises of God's word. 1 John 5:13 states, These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Though I was now saved, I didn't really grow for some time. Since I have been saved, I have experienced answered prayer in different areas of my life, even though sometimes it wasn't the answer I had expected. Coming to Northside Baptist Church has opened my eyes to God working in my life and drawing me closer to Him. I am thankful for the blessings of God in my life, seeing God working in my family and at Northside in people's lives have been big blessings for me.
Hello, my name is Jonathan and I'm the seventh of 11 children. As previously stated, I've been blessed to have many siblings, which is great fun. I grew up in a Christian home, which is a great privilege, but that doesn't make you a Christian. At the age of about 9, I heard a guest speaker, Fraser Young, tell a story of a young boy who had died. After hearing this, I was greatly troubled on my own soul. For several months, I was convicted about my sin, but still didn't do anything about it. One Sunday, when I was about 10, during the closing prayer and under deep conviction of the Holy Spirit, I trusted Jesus Christ and asked Him to come into my heart. Although I knew I had eternal life, I wasn't often using my time wisely. In the past few years, God has shown me that I'm to use my time for Him and His glory. It is important that you're not going about pleasing yourself, but have a direct relationship with God and serve Him wholly. Since then, I've grown a lot in the Lord and been very much encouraged during the last year whilst attending Northside. I am very thankful to be able to attend a church that has biblical preaching with God's power evident. I have not often heard such powerful preaching week after week, and the blessing of having peace with God and knowing He reassures us through trials that draw us close to Him makes Him worthy of our praise.